Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's Thursday, February 8th, 2024. The Tucker Carlson interview drops in 6 hours. We'll be covering it live. We have a massive broadcast lined up right now, so please stay with us.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
We knew it was coming. I predicted it days ago. The Democrats are now calling for Tucker Carlson to be charged with the Espionage Act or treason. Listen to what some of these scumbags are saying.
Tucker Carlson is interviewing Vladimir Putin today, and many people believe it's going to go horribly wrong for Tucker. My first question was, is it even legal for a U.S. reporter to go over to a country that we're basically at war with and interview the president of that country? The answer is yes, but I forecast some big problems ahead for Tucker Carlson. The Espionage Act is a U.S. law that basically prohibits us from spying or leaking classified documents to foreign countries. But the words of the law are super broad and could be construed to prohibit any sharing of information with another country with intent to harm the U.S. Is it possible that Tucker shared his questions with Putin's people before the interview? Is it possible that Putin's people provided Tucker with evidence supporting their war with Ukraine? This is definitely information covered by the Espionage Act.
The interview is going to be way bigger than the Super Bowl. They're estimating 500 million, a billion people are going to watch it. This is as big as it gets, ladies and gentlemen. And you can argue that the moon landings never really happened, but they're saying this will be as big as the first moon landing. Potentially billions are going to watch it because billions of people don't want to be in a nuclear war and they want to hear what Vladimir Putin has to say. Of course, I'm talking about the big Tucker Carlson interview with Vladimir Putin, over 2 hours long, he told me, drops at 5 p.m. Central today, 6 p.m. Eastern. We'll be covering it live on air during Owen Schroyer's War Room and, of course, on my own broadcast as well. Follow us at Real Alex Jones on X and at InfoWars.com/show. But here's an update on how crazy they've gone. First, 3 days ago, members of the European Union government, the unelected board that controls the ceremonial parliament, as well as members of the parliament, came out and said, we want him banned from Europe. We want sanctions on Tucker Carlson. Then they started talking about, oh, criminal charges. Maybe we can charge him with something. Now the Democrats have come out, and it's all over the news saying, let's charge him with the Espionage Act. Is he guilty? Well, yes, which, of course, he's not, ladies and gentlemen. This is how panicked and insane they are. Hillary Clinton says that he's a useful idiot. Hillary Clinton says, yeah, we should look at not letting him back into the United States. They're trying to murder journalism, and they're trying to kill your right to hear and see other ideas. They lied to us about the Ukraine war. The Ukrainians have lost. NATO started the war 9 years ago. Russia warned if they didn't back down, they would invade. And they did, ladies and gentlemen. And now NATO says nuclear war is imminent and is preparing to have a draft in places like Germany and the UK. The last desperate holdout or fortress of tyranny is war. And all their different globalist operations and their COVID lockdowns has failed to get people to submit to the rollout of this new globalist system with the cashless society, the central bank digital currencies, the ESGs. And so they're openly saying in NATO that decades of ongoing war with Russia, say in the last decades, will help bring in their new world order. Whether you agree with Putin, whether you agree with Xi Jinping, whether you agree with the puppet Biden, anybody should have a right to be able to interview them if they do the interview. And we have a right as adults to hear what they're actually saying. This is the same left that sends convicted pedophiles in to elementary schools to have children sew their laps with drag queen pedophile time. So the children can have that done to them, but we as adults can't hear from Vladimir Putin. So I'll be covering this all today on my regular show, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., then Owen at 3 p.m. Central today. We'll be live when the interview drops. We'll be airing it. Tucker wants everybody to share it. He wants to get out because they're going to try to block it. You can find the full interview at Tucker Carlson's website that we'll put on screen. You can also find it on his X account. But again, we'll also be linking to it and streaming it. And after it's over, we'll have commentary as well. And then on the Friday show tomorrow, we'll be opening the phones up to discuss it. This is history making, and it could stop World War III. Please share this important report.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening,
tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
We'll be back.
You know, I sit up here and I yell and scream about the New World Order and the globalists. They're planning to get rid of the borders and release a virus and have a global power grab. And you saw it all come true. But there's a inverse of that. There's not just the bad stuff I'm telling you about. There's the good stuff I'm telling you about. And just like our information is the best you're going to find out there, our supplements are amazing. So our new special in the last half of January 2024 is here. It's Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus, both 50% off. We're calling it the Supercharged Special. You can get either one of these great items at 40% off individually or together for 50% off. Now, the time we have left, I can't tell you why they're so great and what they do for your body. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the ingredients and investigate it, and then get them. It supports the InfoWar, and it'll change your life. Take advantage now, InfoWarsStore.com.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, I am excited for so many reasons.
Woo!
It is Thursday, February 8th, 2024. I am your embattled and battle-hardened host, Alex Jones, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, broadcasting worldwide. I am literally in the center, geographically, of Texas, broadcasting worldwide. Okay. Wow. This Tucker thing is really fantastic. The globalists have gone into conniption fits. It is going to get a billion views. It'll get 500 million on X. And it draws the enemy out in the open. The globalists have hijacked our country and Europe and many other nations in the New World Order system, and just shows what tyrants they are and how they want to suppress our free speech. And by them making a big deal about this, instead of it getting 100 million views, it's going to get a billion views. This is the top story in the world. A billion people, I estimate conservatively, in the next couple days, will watch this interview. In fact, I know they got big servers at X, but I think some of the feeds may go down. I certainly think TuckerCarlson.com, where they're also hosting it, they're going to get hit with about 50 million people are going to try to hit it at 5 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Eastern. So I'm not trying to put the gremlin on it. I'm just saying it doesn't matter how big your servers are. There's been cases where Google, you know, had 50 million people at one time hit, and they can't do it. We're going to see what happens, but regardless, there'll be a download of it as well. We will grab it immediately. We will host it. We will promote it. This is the live Thursday broadcast. The world braces for Tucker Carlson's historic interview with Vladimir Putin. Click and share the Alex Jones Show now, and let's defeat the New World Order together, because this is about free speech. All right, the new talking point is the Espionage Act, and that's federal law that if you give an enemy in time of war data about the military or secret information, it's life in prison. It's treason. No one has ever said a journalist going and interviewing somebody. This has always happened. Hitler was being interviewed even in the last year of World War II by Western journalists. It was mainly by written correspondence, but some actually went there. During the depths of the Cold War, Stalin, Khrushchev, you know, were constantly talking to Western media. The idea, and the Russian news was interviewing our presidents, the idea that we're not adults and we can't listen to Vladimir Putin is preposterous. But it goes to everything. The control of information, the surveillance of information, the censorship of information, the CIA, the Justice Department, manipulating elections. That's more important than even the ballot box because it manipulates the mind. They've had congressional hearings with experts documenting this. So this is amazing. And it's really drawn the establishment out in the open. But they are running around saying, yeah, sanction him in the EU. That started 3 days ago when Tucker said, yeah, I've got the interview. And then it went on from there with, Let's not let him come back to the United States. And then now it's, let's have the Espionage Act. And at the same time, at the Supreme Court, they've released audio of the oral arguments going on in the presidential immunity case. And I'm no lawyer, but I've talked to a lot and I've studied history. You have to have presidential immunity on basic presidential actions, or the other branches will take over the presidency. That's why Congress has immunity from the presidency, and the courts have immunity from the executive and the legislative as well. It doesn't mean you can commit crimes. It doesn't mean you can, but it means the other branch of government can't attack you. So in oral arguments, and I've got this coming up, we've got audio of it, you have the Democrat judges saying, well, you're a terrible person. I mean, to the lawyers, I mean, are you saying his insurrection was okay? You're saying he was allowed to have insurrection on January 6th? Trump has not been charged with insurrection. Trump has not been convicted of insurrection. No one is seriously saying that he commanded people to attack the Capitol. He said, go there and be peaceful. We had a stage set up where I was supposed to speak with the president. We had so many other rallies, I had no idea we were being set up. We walked into a trap. And we all now all know that. But there they are saying, are you saying the president's above the law? His lawyer said, we're not saying he did insurrection. He's never been convicted of that. But you have to go read the transcript or listen to the audio to even hear that, because on the news they're running the headlines, Trump says he's above the law. It's the voters that decide if he's above the law. Because if they can not have his basic immunity, then the other branches can take it from us. And it's the same thing with Congress. Congress then gets pressured by its voters, and then they can impeach him. But Trump survived two impeachments. He was indicted by the House twice. But that's just a vote to begin impeachment. He was not impeached. The Senate then holds a trial to decide if you are going to be removed. So, again, another lie. Trump was never impeached. They passed the move for the impeachment investigations. And then once all the evidence came out, it got dropped like a hot potato. When myself and Roger Stone, working with some of the Trump team, we had to literally throw fits to do this, sent them the clips. And I'm not bragging. It just shows how he's surrounded by a bunch of morons. Most of them, I'm sorry, a bunch of Politico idiot lawyers. And they got, Schoen was the only good lawyer he had, an amazing lawyer. And we got a hold of Schoen, Roger Stone did. And I worked with Roger and others to get the clips together. And then they basically used our clips with some other clips. It was like a 10-minute clip, you remember it, of Democrats saying, confront them at gas stations, grocery stores, get in their faces, burn down the buildings, attack the police. The vice president, she later became vice president via theft, Kamala Harris, saying, that she's bailing people out that burned down or tried to burn down or partially burned down federal courthouses. So that's where we are. And they know exactly what they're doing. But you never see a real defense of Trump like that. All these other lawyers wanted to sit there and debate little points of law all day, but the whole world's a stage. Each of us players upon it, as Shakespeare said. William Shakespeare, no, you just go play a 10-minute clip on TV of them saying things 50 times more intense than Trump ever said, and you play then clips of Trump saying, let's be peaceful, go to the Capitol. They always say, it was 1:30 hours into the insurrection, 2 hours before he did anything. They started attacking the Capitol, the provocateurs, when he went on the stage. Then he spoke for an hour and a half. Then he tried to go to the Capitol. Secret Service refused. It was a lie that he grabbed the wheel, but they testified it didn't happen. But he goes back to the White House. He takes 30 minutes to figure out what's going on, to go make a statement. But before that, like you look it up on Twitter, or now X, at like 1:30-something. I remember from memory. Look it up. Trump said, the law enforcement's not the enemy. Don't go in the Capitol. You're in the Capitol. Get out of the Capitol. So let's explain this. 30 minutes after he leaves the Ellipse where he's giving a speech, he is tweeting, don't go in the Capitol. And an hour after he's left the Ellipse, he shoots a video saying, don't go in. So, again, but they tell you, oh, they started attacking at 10 a.m. and he didn't do anything till 1:30. He didn't get off the stage for hours. And then he goes and gets in his motorcade and drives to the White House. Yeah, there it is. I said 1:30-something. See how good my memory is? Am I bragging? Look at that. Please support our Capitol Police and law enforcement. They are truly on the side of our country. Stay peaceful. And then right after that, they kill Ashley Babbitt. I mean, I was there. It's the fog of war. You don't even know what's going on. I'm telling hundreds of thousands of people don't go in after they've opened the doors. And you see tens of thousands on video turn around and walk away. And I said, Trump's coming over here to speak. Go to the other side of the Capitol. Go to where we have a stage. I get there. There's a stage, but not even a microphone set up. The Secret Service came and got me out of the front row of the event.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
And what our real that's life in prison, baby, and it should be. Well, did Trump give the Russians anything? No. Did Tucker ever give them any secrets? No. It's an interview. You'll see what's done. But the idea is having a different view, being against the war, wanting peace. They're saying that that's terrorism, ladies and gentlemen, that that's espionage, that that's criminal activity. Just like they say, you question a stolen election, you're an evil person, you're an extremist. Or, oh, you don't like lockdowns, you're a bad person. If the Russians were doing anything to America, I would be all over their ass like white on rice, like flies on you know what. And the Chi-Coms are married to the New World Order. They were set up to take over the world. Now, they broke with them about 9 years ago, so I don't like the Chi-Com communists. They're as bad as the globalists, but they're not as powerful, but almost as powerful. But they're in our business. I mean, they are funding Hollywood, own four of the big six production houses, in sync with the, you know, anti-white, break up the border, destroy the country, crap. And so I'm absolutely pissed at the Chi-Coms, and I'm against them, and I want the Communist Party of China to be removed. And I want to see China free and open. Russia's pro-Christian. Russia's pro-family. Russia has put the Orthodox Church right at the top of society. They pay people to have children. And that's why the left hates Russia. That's why Rob Reiner hates Russia, is because for 87 years, the left, out of America, and the Trotskyites were in control of that country, and they could use it to invade and attack whoever they wanted. You know that British intelligence ran it, and you know that Russian immigrants, mainly Jewish, it's just true, it's mainline history, hundreds of thousands of them, to the United States in the 18 and 1900s that spoke Russian, were given British intelligence money and hundreds of millions of gold at the time, that's billions, and were sent in when Russia was in trouble at the end of World War I on our side, and double-crossed by British intelligence and overthrown and then turned into an engine. Like America's been overthrown by the globalists and is now an engine trying to dominate the world for the New World Order and export pedophilia and all the rest of the crap. So that's where we are, ladies and gentlemen. And that's what's going on. And that's what's happening. So that's what this comes down to, ladies and gentlemen. And it's mainline history about the 1917 October Revolution in Moscow. Okay? And it's a fact that went on. So when you hear Putin, he says, I will defeat the Anglo-Americans with the Russians. And people say, well, he's blaming white people? No. The globalists in their old name of who ran the British Empire and the European Empire is they call themselves the Anglo-Americans. That's why the biggest oil company in the world after Standard Oil was Anglo-American Oil. So they changed the name to British Petroleum. And the Anglos were a tribe out of Europe that merged with the Vikings, and then William the Conqueror, almost 1,000 years ago, that took over France and England. So that's all this is. And like the Russians speak in the original language directly to the globalists. They say, Anglo-Americans are destroying you in America. They're enslaving you in Europe. They're your enemy, and they have been our enemy for literally 800 years, and they have never beaten us yet, and we are going to beat you. You are our enemy of old. We are going to beat you. And Putin goes on. He goes, we were 1,000 years ago. Russia was born in Ukraine. It's a longer name, but it translates to Slav the Wise. That's why they're called Slavs. And they defeated the Huns and the Mongols and then the Muslims. Then they lost. That was 900 years ago, roughly. And the Muslims took over Ukraine that was Russia. And only the Ukrainians that are the Russians, where the Russians come from is Ukraine. Only Russians that didn't get enslaved for like 90 years, look it up, like 95 years, were the Moscow tribe. That's where they'd moved and gone, the Slavs. So they came down and had a huge, massive, I've read the history many times, but like five, six, a long war. Hundreds of thousands dead conservatively. And they drive the Muslims out. And now they say, your new capital is Moscow. So to the Russians, having Ukraine taken over is like their mother being kidnapped. And you have to, and that's what Putin says. And when I already knew that from history, when I saw him saying it years ago, I went and checked my history. Well, let me make sure Putin's telling the truth. It's in the frickin' mainline history books, people. So the Russians watch their mother being driven off, blindfolded and gagged and hogtied in the back of a truck, and they get pissed, man. And the globalists at NATO knew exactly where to go. So Ukraine was never not in Russia until V.I. Lenin took over in 1917, and 2 years later, he handed Ukraine over as a treat and as payment to the West and to the Rothschilds for taking over Russia. And Putin gives speeches about that. And the thing is, I don't just sit there and believe Vladimir Putin. I like the truth. And I'm giving you a gestalt, because this is all complex history. Just giving you the basic strokes. I'm just giving you generalities. So go look at it. It's even more fascinating. And so you're going to hear that in the 2-plus-hour interview. Unedited, taped to air means it's like it was live. Over 2 hours, Tucker told me. And by the way, that's news. Nobody knows how long it is. Tucker told me over 2 hours. He didn't say I couldn't talk about it, so I'm telling you. He said it's over 2 hours. Incredible. And you're going to hear all about the bioweapon labs in Ukraine. And you're going to hear all about all of this. You're going to hear about every bit of it. But it'd be like if your family was from Southern Ireland, and then you had family in Northern Ireland, you watched the British come take it over. And historically, it looks like Maine Irish culture kind of developed and first became dominant in the north of Ireland thousands of years ago. And imagine when they saw the British take Northern Ireland, they got pissed. They said, well, that's our country. It's the same thing. Ukraine is as Russian as you can get. Yeah, there have been a bunch of wars the last 1,000 years. It wasn't just Muslims pushing in. The Germanics have pushed the Russians out in the last 500 years. There's been a bunch of wars. And pushed the Russians out of about a third of the west of Ukraine. And then Hitler exacerbated that in World War II and said, the Slavs are animals, they're all scum, you're not Slavs, you're German. You're Aryans. And yeah, they are on average more blonde than the historic Russians, because they got overrun by the Huns and by the Muslims. They were blonde-haired, blue-eyed. They got run over and enslaved. And so then they sit there with the Germans saying, you're subhuman. And they're like, we're not subhuman, dude. We're from here. So that's the real history of it, okay? And it's the same war that's been being fought for 1,000 years. We've got a lot of news to cover. Stay with us.
The second American Revolution is happening now, right in front of you. And you're tuned in to InfoWars because you're either looking for the truth or you're already a patriot. I'm asking you now to realize we are at the fulcrum, the crossroads in the fight for human destiny and human future. Please spread the word about the broadcast. Please buy great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And please pray for the transmission. Without you, we're going to fail. But if you simply take action and spread the word and pray for the broadcast and buy the products, you will continue to aid us together in our victory against these tyrants. But now is the time to make the decision. I know there's millions of forms of media out there and all this BS, and the globalists hope you get lost in all of it. But notice the globalists, the New World Order, are coming after us because they realize we've got their number. Think about it. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. Do you want to support the tip of the spear? That decision is up to you. Please support us now at InfoWarsStore.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Every new war is really a continuation of the last war. That's an Alex Jones quote, and it's damn true. So understanding history is critical. I just gave you a quick snapshot. It's way more interesting than what I just told you, and it was pretty damn interesting what I just said. It's wild. And once you know the history, those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. My people perish for lack of knowledge, then you understand that Putin's telling the truth. Not saying he's perfect, not saying he's an angel cake. I'm just saying, I watch what Putin says, I go research it. It's night and day compared to our leaders. Now, does he let the CIA come in there and take their country over? No.
And everybody sees this, ladies and gentlemen, and people are sick of being lied to. And they know Putin's not the one dissolving our borders and doing drag queen pedophile time. They know they're not the ones giving us poison shots and devaluing our dollar. The globalists hate our guts. I mean, there's a new clip of Trudeau saying, "We're not, you make Canada great again. Canada's never been great." Biden saying, "I remember meeting with Francois Mitterrand a few weeks ago, and the guy's been dead since the 90s. I remember meeting with Helmut Kohl, and he's very upset about, and he's been dead for a long time. I think I was a German chancellor like 30 years ago." Total cuckoo land. They're calling it after the Sixth Sense movie, they're calling it the 46th Sense. I see dead world leaders. I see them everywhere. I mean, you can laugh at this, but this is dangerous as hell, folks. Because the Biden a year ago said we can't send F-16s and missiles. That's World War III. But now he says, oh, yeah, we're just going to have World War III. Everything's wonderful. Everything's good. Let's just have a big, giant war. By the way, Trump's speaking live at Mar-a-Lago about the Supreme Court and presidential immunity. Here it is.
See you all. Nice place. I just finished watching the Supreme Court. It was a beautiful thing to watch in many respects. It's unfortunate that we have to go through a thing like that. I consider it to be more election interference by the Democrats as to what they're doing. The good news is we're leading virtually every poll. We're leading I don't even know if we have anymore. I'm not sure that we even have a Republican candidate, somebody running, but not making any impact. So as you know, we won Iowa. We won New Hampshire in records, and each won a record. We think we're going to do very well. I'm heading out right now to Nevada for the caucus and the caucuses, and I think we're going to do very well there. All polls indicate we're in the 90s, maybe more than the 90s. We certainly did well in a primary that didn't matter, where they voted very nicely. And we have tremendous support from the people of our country. They hate what's happening at the border. They hate what's happening. Just generally, we're not a respected country anymore. We're laughed at all over the world. They're laughing at us. And they hate what's happening. They hate seeing it. They love our country. They want it to come back. And we're going to do that. If you think about it, had the results of the election been different, that'd be nice. You wouldn't have the Ukrainian situation with Russia. You would not have had an attack on Israel, which is so horrible. You would not have had inflation. You wouldn't have China talking about Taiwan. You wouldn't have any of the problems that we have today. And you certainly had a broke Iran, and now you have a very rich Iran. Iran was broke when I left. They had no money to give to Hamas. They had no money to give to Hezbollah. And now they have $200 billion. Plus, as you probably know, people don't like to admit it, they certainly control Iraq. And Iraq has another $300 billion. They have a very rich group of countries. And as you know, Iraq should have never happened. That was a balance against Iran. And we blew out the balance. And now Iran has essentially Iraq. And Iraq doesn't like saying that, but that's the way it is. And it's a shame. The world is in tremendous danger. We're in danger of possibly a World War III. And we have a man who's absolutely the worst president in the history of our country. Can't put two sentences together. He's not going to be able to negotiate with Putin or Xi or Kim Jong-un, North Korea. Not going to be able to negotiate with anybody. All he knows how to do is drop bombs all over the place, meaningless bombs, except they kill a lot of people. It costs a lot of money. Every time you see a bomb, it's another $1 million, and it actually sets us back. We have peace through strength. This should not be happening. The Middle East is blowing up. It's blowing up. And a lot of people are being killed, and it's so unnecessary. So I just say that in watching the Supreme Court today, I thought it was it's a very beautiful process. I hope that democracy in this country will continue. Because right now we have a very, very tough situation with all of the radical left ideas, with the weaponization of politics. They weaponize it like it's never been weaponized before. It's totally illegal, but they do it anyway. And it has to stop. Every one of the court cases that I'm involved, every single one, civil, whether it's the attorney generals or the district attorneys, you look at Fani in Georgia, they had many meetings with the White House and with the DOJ. They went there, 8-hour meetings. That was all staged. That was a phony hoax. And now you look at it, and it is a phony hoax. And hopefully that case will be dismissed in short order. It's a disgrace to this country. But they work together with the Justice Department and the White House. And you're not supposed to do that. Every one of these cases you see comes out of the White House. It comes out of Biden. It's election interference, and it's really very sad. I thought the presentation today was a very good one. I think it was well received. I hope it was well received. You have millions of people that are out there wanting to vote, and they happen to want to vote for me or the Republican Party, or whatever you want to, however you want to phrase it. But I'm the one running, and we are leading in every poll. We're leading in the local polls, in the state polls, and we're leading in the swing state polls, and we're leading very big in the national polls. So it's been a very great honor. We love the country. I think the reason we have such big leads, frankly, is that they loved 4 years of us compared to the 3 years plus the 3 years that they've gone with Biden, where you have open borders, you have crime. Nobody's ever seen crime like this, what's happening. And now the crime is being committed, much of it, by the migrants that have come in illegally to our country. I was wondering about that. I said, you know, a lot of these people come out of jails. They come out of mental institutions. They come out of places that you don't want to know about. We don't even know where they come from. We don't know who they are, where they are. They're being dumped in from mental institutions, from prisons and jails. And many terrorists are coming into our country. We're going to be paying a big price. They have to stop it. They have to close the border. By the way, the president can do it just by saying, I want the border closed. I close the border. We have the safest border in the history of our country. Now we have the most unsafe border in the history of the world. There's never been a country with a border like this, not even a third world country. So we are, again, we're going out to Nevada right now. We'll be out there. Some of you are going to be out there with us. Otherwise, your colleagues will be. And hopefully we're going to have a big night, caucus tonight. We're going to have a very big night. We expect to have a very big night. The Virgin Islands, as you know, are also very much in play today. So we'll be hearing about them sometime during the day or later on in the evening. And it's an honor to have you at Mar-a-Lago. I hope you like it. It's worth a little more than $18 million. There's another case. It says it's worth $18 million. I said, which cabin are we talking about? But that's the kind of justice we have when they say that to try and build up the case. That was a shame. But that gave up so much. When they said that, that gave up so much that Mar-a-Lago is worth $18 million. They had it appraised for, as you know, 50 to 100 times that amount. But we have a judge, and that's what he said. And he's supposed to be ruling on me. But who knows? Maybe he'll be fair. I doubt it. But maybe he'll be fair. So I want to thank everybody. And by the way, we proved that case 100% five times over. That case is 100% proven five times over. We've never seen anything like it. He just wouldn't dismiss it, no matter what. Shouldn't it be there? It should have been in the commercial division. Anyway, it's an honor to have you. I look forward to having you again, and I'll probably see you out in Nevada. Thank you very much.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Justice warrior, community organizer crap. The domestic security force, just as big and just as strong as our military. That's the bureaucratic army. Oh, we're going to defund the police and give at least half the money to social workers. Now, social workers are some are good, some are bad, but they're become a tool of the globalists. But this is NGOs, not even governmental social workers. No oversight. Getting massive amounts of taxpayer and funding and grants and all the rest of it. And it's a business that's designed to expand and make the whole country dependent on them. It's Cloward and Piven taken to the max. A plan to collapse Western countries, which Klaus Schwab says, an angrier, collapsed post-industrial world, the Great Reset to destroy society, to build back better. This is tyranny. Making you domesticated, making you totally dependent. That's their admitted battle plan. And the Great Society and what they did with black people in the 60s is a microcosm. LBJ wrote a bunch of letters saying, these N-words are uppity. Why, they're just as wealthy as the white middle class. They're getting totally independent. That which doesn't kill you only makes you stronger. As Nietzsche said, I'm not defending segregation or Jim Crow, but black communities had their own doctors, their own lawyers, their own colleges, their own hotels, their own laundromats, their own restaurants, their own country clubs, everything. And black illegitimacy was at the same level or lower than white. in the 50s and 40s. Now it's like 80%. And they had CIA weaponized gangster rap put in there, and now they've destroyed the black community. I mean, they're destroying everybody. They really destroyed them. Wrecked them. A lot of black folks have survived it, but you got to admire them. I mean, we're talking mind control. Take the men out of the house, make gangster thugs their dads, their images, so they'll then be inducted into gangs. Show them that it's cool to work with gangsters on the TV, on MTV, on the radio, then have real gangs there, funded by the CIA, to be their father figure, in a pipeline right to prison. And now generations and generations have been trained in prison, so you got to lock the white thugs, the Hispanic thugs, the black thugs up, because they're running around murdering and killing. But now, oh no, George Soros won't even charge those groups to let them know they've even got more power to further destabilize things. This is an exact plan, an admitted plan, a cold-blooded plan. Here's a short clip out of the Supreme Court that Trump was just talking about. They went to lunch, so he came out and covered it. There's a bunch of these clips, here's Trump, and here's one of the Democrat justices, Jackson, trying to misrepresent what presidential immunity is. Here it is.
All right. Final question. The Colorado Supreme Court concluded that the violent attempts of the petitioner's supporters in this case to halt the count on January 6th qualified as an insurrection. As defined by Section 3, and I read your opening brief to accept that those events counted as an insurrection, but then your reply seemed to suggest that they were not. So what is your position as to that?
We never accepted or conceded in our opening brief that this was an insurrection. What we said in our opening brief was President Trump did not engage in any act that can plausibly be characterized as insurrection.
All right, so why would it not be an insurrection? What is your argument that it's not? Your reply brief says that it wasn't because, I think you say, it did not involve an organized attempt to overthrow the government.
So that's one of many reasons. But for an insurrection, there needs to be an organized, concerted effort to overthrow the government of the United States through violence. And this
is that a chaotic effort to overthrow the government is not an insurrection?
No, we didn't concede that it's an effort to overthrow the government either, Justice Jackson. Right? None of these criteria were met. This was a riot. It was not an insurrection. The events were shameful, criminal, violent, all of those things, but it did not qualify as insurrection, as that term is used in Section 3.
Thank you.
Thank you, Counsel.
Thank you.
You could take that clip and teach a 2-year college course on it. Supreme Court Justice Jackson knows Trump wasn't convicted, knows no one was or even charged, knows no one else was charged with that insurrection. And then she's saying, is the president above the law? Is he allowed to have an insurrection? He goes, there was no insurrection. You call it that on the news. You say that over and over again, but it didn't happen. So you're saying, is he above the law for his insurrection? The whole preface is a lie. And the same thing's been going on, like with the Gene Carroll kangaroo cases in New York. The jury finds he never raped her, as she said, but we think he grabbed her by the vagina. Well, that's a criminal issue. So because he said, I'm innocent, he owes $5 million. Since when do you not say you're innocent? Even if you're caught with dead bodies in the back of your truck and Polaroids and you killing them. And then he says, again, I'm innocent. So another kangaroo jury's told he's guilty by the judge. You must find him guilty now, $83 million. So the jury says, even though it's not their right to do, 25 years later, oh, he didn't rape her. Okay, well, he said I didn't rape her. But you did pinch her. And with no evidence of that, no witnesses, she can't even say what month it happened, because she knows he can then find where he was somewhere else, might be in Scotland, might have been in Mar-a-Lago. This is sick, folks. And I've been through it myself with these kangaroo trials, where the judge finds you guilty, controls what info can be brought out. People ask, why aren't your lawyers asking questions? They're told you're going to jail in contempt. You're going to pay fines. They fined me in contempt $1,100,000. That came from Free Speech Systems and almost closed the doors because we asked questions in those show trials. And you go, Jones's lawyers are retarded. I mean, they're not. They're giving full lists One of my lawyers was sanctioned hundreds of thousands, the other hundreds of thousands. They had to pay. Because they said things the judge said they're not allowed to say. And in these kangaroo trials with Trump, in many cases not even juries, in the real estate case, they give you a list of things you can't say. That's in the news. And when people saw that happen to me, they're like, is that possible? Yeah, it's possible. It's not just possible, it's the new thing they do. Oh, by the way, you can't hear what Vladimir Putin has to say either. Because he's running America. And anybody that doesn't like being raped by the government, anybody that doesn't like having their rights taken or elections stolen, well, you're getting orders. Oh, hold on. Oh, Putin, what do I say? Oh, yes, sir. We're going to go to break. Ezra LeVant's going to join us. I'm going to just tell listeners point blank, we have insanely good products, and I need help. You want to fight the New World Order? I need people to say, I'm going to decide to fight the New World Order, and I'm going to check out these products. I love the less than 1% of the audience that actually goes to InfoWarsStore.com and gets incredible products, great supplements, great books, great films, great water filtration, you know, all sorts of other cool stuff. But I need the majority of you to say, you know, I'm not going to just be a spectator here. I'm going to get in the arena and get great products at the same time. I'm going to fight for America, especially when we're starting to get traction and starting to win. The globalists are coming after you. What are you going to do to stand up against them? Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Take these two products. This is about to sell out. First run of it, super popular already. Next Level Foundational Energy. There's no other energy product out there like this. This isn't a stimulant. This is breakdowns of what the cells create that a lot of people can't produce properly in their cells, like methylfolate and other things, that supercharge your entire energy system and clean out your cells. This is energy that doesn't make you tired and doesn't have any letdown. It's the opposite. It's incredible. Next Level Foundational Energy, InfoWarsStore.com. Also, Nitric Boost. Even stronger, new, even better manufacturer. It's the same manufacturer we're buying through another group, but we decided to make it a little bit stronger and better. And I got a lot better deal on this. So instead of a 25% off, even though it's one of our best sellers, we're giving you 40% off on Nitric Boost that cleans out your arteries, your veins, your capillaries, your brain. It's totally anti-stroke, anti-all the garbage that's out there. It vasodilates. You need Nitric Boost. Experience Nitric Boost from InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And there's so many other great products like Turbo Force and so many other great products like Vaso Beats and Ultra 12 and Winter Sun. Check them all out. And then there are a whole bunch of products, all those great best-selling silver products, not available at InfoWarsStore.com or available at DrJonesNaturals.com. DrJonesNaturals.com. The original best-selling super blue toothpaste with the nano silver, the tea tree, the iodine. Nobody's got this. No fillers, incredible for your gums, your teeth. People love this. It's available again, a limited run. They're going to make more, but it's about to sell out. And there's all those other great wound gel, silver, nano silver, all the great silver products and a lot of the great supplements that are game changers are available exclusively at DrJonesNaturals.com. Dr. Jones Naturals, just one word, DrJonesNaturals.com, and they're a great sponsor of the show. So please support the broadcast while getting amazing products now. So mark down these coordinates, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139, order over the phone, or DrJonesNaturals.com. Take action now. The revolution against tyranny is now. We need the help now.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.